The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show Hour 1 Podcast.
And we are off and running here on a Wednesday. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Great to have all of you here, and we have a lot to do today. We'll talk about some of the news, like Nick Saban, the wealthiest coach. Well, we already knew that, didn't we? In college football, he has now passed Kirby Smart again. Anyway, that's one of the stories we'll be talking about. But we begin here and talking about some facilities upgrade. How about the University of Florida joining the modern world with an $85 million overhaul? Matt Baker will join us later to tell us all about that. NIL is a big thing, even at LSU, where it is an opportunity. Some people are selling tickets for $20. Others are making a bigger imprint. Dan Murphy joining us on the new reality of boosters changing. NASCAR is part of the University of Alabama. Why does that sound normal, considering that one of the most famous tracks in NASCAR is just up the road from Bryan Denny Stadium? That's another subject we will be talking about with Nick Kelly. And good afternoon again. Welcome back. And some of the guests that we've already mentioned, most of the guests. Nick Kelly will be the first guest from the Tuscaloosa News. And Nick's always great to see you. Good afternoon. And how are you?
Great to see you too, Paul. Doing well, and I mean, not as well as Nick Saban is after a fine Tuesday for him.
Yeah, I heard all the comments yesterday, and I was worried, because when I heard, I think it was Greg Byrne who talked about, we wanted to make sure that Coach Saban and Miss Terry were provided for. That's probably not exactly what he said, but I was beginning to worry that, you know, we'd all have to give up our future of Social Security to make sure that those two would have enough money to live on the rest of their lives. What's this all about?
I mean, it's not that surprising, just because, I mean, well, of course, it is in the order of how things have played out, where Kirby Smart beats Alabama in the national championship game, and then Kirby Smart gets an extension, which, you know, we're not surprised by, makes sense. But then that extension for Kirby Smart is then, okay, well, now Kirby's the highest paid public school coach, so Nick Saban needs a raise now, and so then Nick Saban was ahead of him. And so I think it's something we're frankly going to probably see for a while, anytime some coach moves ahead of Nick Saban in salary, because who really deserves to be paid more than Nick Saban? Just frankly, on a numbers basis, he has 6 national championships. And the time that he coaches, however long, no one's probably going to pass that.
And I don't know this, we may not know this, but I seriously suspect this. The 3 highest paid coaches, I think, in the SEC are Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, and Jimbo Fisher. They're all represented by the same guy. Jimmy Sexton. You can't use the word monopoly when it comes to good business, but it does seem incestuous to a point, Nick, considering that I know in some of these contracts there are clauses that stipulate you have to be in the top 3 or whatever it is in the SEC or in college football. Do we know if that's really what's behind all this? Because the reason I ask you that is because Jimbo Fisher indicated to us a couple weeks ago that he will get a raise now that Kirby Smart was the highest paid coach.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at as far as Jimbo's contract, but Kirby and, you know, Nick Saban's contract has that every February. Has to have a meeting with Greg Byrne, the AD, talk about marketplace trends, and Nick Saban has to be above certain thresholds. And now we don't, of course, do not know what Lincoln Riley's number is or what even a Mario Cristobal number is at Miami, just because of private schools and we don't have access to those records. But basically, we're probably going to be seeing this for a while just because he has to be above that certain number every year.
And it talks – the end of this contract is what, 2030? Is that right?
It ends in February 2030, but it's the 2029 season.
So I'm just trying to do the math. Saban turned 71, and that's what, 8 years away, 7 years away? So he would be close to 80 years old, which seems like not many coaches have ever gone that long. But I know with Nick Saban, are we allowed to doubt that he will serve to the end of the contract?
I mean, it's always the question, but I think the contract has flexibility, and that's where, yeah, this is updated now. And of course, everyone talks about, man, Nick Saban's not going to retire for forever now because it's extended through 2030. But the reality is there's a ton of flexibility in this contract. Again, we are probably going to see this change a couple more times depending on how long he keeps coaching for. I mean, I think this alone is the third or fourth amendment to his original contract he signed years ago. And so, yeah, it's one of those things where I don't know if it's an indication where you can read and say, okay, these numbers are exactly how long he's going to coach. It's more so this gives him flexibility and they can, you know, be nimble with that.
And I guess I'm asking you a lot of questions that maybe it would be better to ask his agent, but or Greg Byrne. But Nick, since you're the only person I'm talking to right now, I'll ask you. Does this really matter when it comes to recruiting? Because, you know, he has done a very good job, or the school has done, of quieting down the age rumors. And when you're as good as him, when you're as successful as him, and you're seemingly as healthy as he is, does that really factor into it right now?
Well, he's been very adamant. I mean, what else is he going to do? This is just what Nick Saban does. So as long as he's capable and healthy enough to do it, I think he's going to keep doing it. And so it's one of those things where, I mean, you have to have these contracts many years in advance signed just because, yeah, from a recruiting perspective, is that you want to know this person's going to be around coaching. But I don't think that it's just any different from what we've been hearing from Nick Saban of, like, you know, don't send me into retirement. I'm enjoying this. This is what I like to do. What else am I going to do? So I think people want to read into it more than maybe they should at this point. But you do need to have those buffer years. And really, that's why, you know, people talk extension. But in a lot of ways, this is just adding one more year as you move a year forward, because he signed an extension last offseason, too.
These are my words, not yours. But it really doesn't matter, does it?
I mean, it depends on who you're asking. But a lot of college football fans, it seems to matter to them.
Yeah. Well, when you're that successful, I don't think that the terms of the contract are probably that big a deal. Let me ask you about another contract, which evoked a little bit of negativity here from fans of other schools, and that's the NASCAR contract with Alabama. What is this all about?
Yeah, I think it's a new kind of partnership. As we're seeing, you know, new NIL deals with athletes, I mean, we're seeing new types of deals with schools. And so I'll be curious to see kind of how it continues to evolve and what it means exactly. But it's a year-long contract, from what I understand. And it's something where you're already seeing some of the NASCAR advertising on the Crimson Drive with Roger Hoover kind of thing. And so it's one of those deals that it's a sponsorship, and you're going to probably see some more presence at games. And yeah, I'll be curious to see what it actually looks like. But to your point at the beginning of the show, I mean, there's not too many better markets, with Talladega not that far away.
Let's talk about what we're seeing and hearing on the field. That is pretty important with the season around the corner. What are you sensing? And I was in Alabama the other night, and the optimism from people who have seen scrimmages were pretty high. Is that pretty accurate from where you are?
Yeah, specifically about Jahmyr Gibbs. I think there are so many people who want to see the Georgia Tech transfer and what he can do. I mean, you talk to people who've been to the scrimmages who are thrilled to see what this guy can actually do in a real game, because and really even just talking to players, they're on defense. They're not sure how to guard this guy. And so if this defense is having trouble guarding this guy, how are other teams going to do against Jahmyr Gibbs? And so that's one guy that a lot of people are watching. But I think there's building optimism around the offensive line, which is a group that has a lot of question marks, might have some struggles early on, but it's a group that's probably going to be a very veteran group when you have guys like Emil Ekior at right guard and Tyler Steen, and they brought in from Vanderbilt at left tackle. So there's some optimism there as to what that offensive line is doing as it gels and seeing. Because, I mean, again, that could be the group that could be the problem that stands in the way of this Alabama team potentially winning a national championship. And so that's the group to watch early on to see how they come together, so that when they do face teams that have better pass rushers, like Auburn, for example, they need to be ready for them.
And I talked to one guy who said he talk to people like this all the time, Nick, but this person was at scrimmage Saturday, and he was really impressed by the wide receiver play. What are you sensing there?
I mean, there's some excitement just because obviously that's a spot when you're watching, you know, a scrimmage that you can see a guy catch a touchdown. And that's the biggest question mark, too, for the skill players. Is what is this group going to look like without a Jamison Williams, without a John Metchie, without even a Slade Bolden? But seeing guys make plays in the scrimmage, like a Trayshawn Holden is a guy who he's been with the program a few years, and now he might have his big opportunity now. You have Jermaine Burton, of course, they brought in. A guy, a younger guy, too, like Kobe Prentice, could be really interesting. He's got some time with the first group, and it's hard to project what a freshman's going to do. But as a young guy, it seems like he's off to a really good start. So there's optimism. We'll see if that optimism is of good reason.
Before you go, Nick, I know everyone where you work, the Tuscaloosa News, is very proud of this book that has just come out. I saw you writing about this book, 15 years, celebrating Nick Saban at Alabama. So I'll toss it back to you to tell everybody what's it about.
Yeah, it's basically looking back at, okay, we go back to the beginning where bringing him in, the you know, tricky elements of that, to all the way to last season. We look season by season. I mean, top players, top years, top moments. And the really cool thing, too, on a personal level, is there's a tribute to Cecil Hurt in there as well that I thought was really well done by the people who put the book together. And so all kinds of people contributed to it across the board, and yourself included was kind enough to write the foreword for it. And so all kinds of just good material from the past 15 years. And obviously he's not done yet, but it's been a remarkable 15 years. It was fun to be able to put that together in book form.
Yeah, and with all due respect to Coach Saban, there are a lot of books about him, but I'm eager to see it just for what you said a minute ago about the tribute to Cecil, who we all miss deeply. And I can't tell you, Nick, and I know you've told me this, so I'm going to tell you. How many times I've literally grabbed my phone to call him or text him about something and have to face the reality that we both know so well that he's not around.
A Cecil Hurt phone call was a really fun and cool thing, and just you never knew what the conversation was going to bring. And, I wish I had not taken for granted. I mean, I knew it was special at the time, but just every phone call I wish I would have cherished even more than I already did, just because I do miss those.
Always great to see you. Thank you so much, Nick. You be well. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Paul. Take it easy.
Nick Kelly, one of the best out there right now. Tuscaloosa News, a lot of shoes to fill there, but Nick is filling them quite well. Let's talk about what we're doing here today. And a little bit later on, we'll talk to Dan Murphy about the changing ways of NIL. Chris Benigni from The Athletic and Matt Baker on what's happening in Gainesville as Billy Napier is about to emerge and be unveiled as the new coach. And your phone calls, of course, right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You know, I was out earlier today. I did not have a chance to see that interview between Saban and Deion Sanders. But I will tell you what. It's hard to upstage Nick Saban and make him look bad, but Deion Sanders did right there. Deion Sanders came off authentic. He got right to the question as opposed to obfuscating around the real elephant in the room. That was really brilliant by Deion there. Very impressed. Let's check out Andre next in the ATL. Hello, Andre. Good afternoon.
Coach Paul, Feinbaum. Thanks for taking my call, Coach.
Thank you.
You know, you are the Edward R. Murrow of sports talk radio, Coach. You know, man, listen, what a great interview yesterday. I wanted to go out and buy the book after that. You know, at first I didn't care too much for the man, to be honest, but after your great interview with him and his life stories and struggles and redemption, it changed my perception of the man, Coach. I ain't lying. Now I want to go read the book. But that was a great interview, Coach. It really was.
I'm really glad to hear that. And Andre, Stephen A. does not need me or anyone to get the message out on him. But I've said some of those things before, as you know, only because I've seen that side of him. And right. I'm gratified that we were able to have that exchange yesterday.
Yeah, man. Hey, Coach, let's get down to business now. What are you hearing out of Baton Rouge about the Fighting Tigers from Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, Coach?
Well, Andre, I hear pretty good things, but the one thing that does concern me is the difficulties that Brian Kelly is having to deal with in terms of the trash left behind by Ed O. And
well,
I mean, I think it's serious, especially from an academic standpoint, where you're seeing players
right.
not around any longer or suspended. And
right.
that is just
right.
a total – if the true story ever comes
right.
out on Ed O., it's about
right.
his lack – his inability to run a program, his lack of leadership skills, and that's really the tragedy of what happened down there.
But you know what, Coach? This lets folks know what type of talent that resides
yeah.
in the Southeastern Conference, because LSU won two national titles in spite of who was coaching the team.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, in spite of, because some of the decisions that Les Miles made, man, I was scratching my head with some of his coaching decisions, but they still won a national title in spite of. So, but, Coach, I just wanted to tell you, man, that was a great, great, powerful interview. And thanks for taking my call, Coach.
Thank you, Andre. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. And, yeah, as some of you probably could have guessed toward the end of the interview, unfortunately, Stephen A. ended up upstaging all the great things that he said about his mom and, you know, being born out of wedlock, overcoming that, getting fired by ESPN when he announced that he's running for president of the United States. That made a lot of news in political circles yesterday afternoon. Let's check out Pat in Georgia. Hey, Pat, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, thanks.
Thank you.
Two things. If I understand the escalation clause correctly in Nick Saban's new contract, he's not going to retire. He'll be there as long as that contract is. The only way they'll get rid of him is if he doesn't win enough national championships.
Well, you know what? I was around a lot of friends of his the other night, and not that I this is all news to me. It isn't, but I agree with you. He doesn't look at things conventionally. There's a lot more to it, and you're not going to. He's not going to say, you know what? I had a great team. I'm leaving on a high note. That's because he always believes what's around the corner.
No, absolutely. And more power to him. He deserves every dime he gets. Now, I do have a problem with the talking heads wanting to Vanderbilt to leave the SEC. They must not have much to talk about. I wonder if they have a clue of what they're talking about.
No, they don't.
Vanderbilt doesn't need to leave. They're not going to voluntarily do it. Greg Sankey's not going to ask them to leave. I mean, they were one of the charter members of the SEC, and they deserve to be in the SEC. And by the way, the same thing applies to Northwestern in the Big Ten. I mean, do they not have anything more to talk about?
Yeah, I don't know really. I don't know where that all began. I heard it yesterday here. Somebody asked that question. Maybe somebody else is talking about it. But you're right. Not going to happen. And you don't go kicking out people from your league when they've done nothing to merit that.
Well, no, absolutely right. And so their football game isn't the greatest, but they played good basketball. They've played good baseball. They helped the SEC academically. Your wife went to school there. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have your back, Mandy. Charlie is in Honolulu. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Great. I was just calling because for the upcoming Vandy Hawaii game this weekend, I'm really excited just to see some SEC football out here on the island. And I'm planning on going. I'm a casual UH fan because I went to law school there about a decade ago, but my heart is definitely in the SEC, so I'm going to be secretly pulling for Vandy. But I think Vandy, honestly, is going to destroy UH. Just because UH has so many, they got so many holes to fill. They're, you know, a new coach, a lot of new position players. But I also wanted to talk about Coach Lee's comments during media days. I think this kind of all ties back in. He kind of got ridiculed a little bit about saying that, you know, Vandy is going to become best in the country, top in the country, and, you know, rightly so. If that ever happens, it'll take, you know, a decade or something. But I just wanted to say, you know, good for Coach Lee. If I were a player, that's exactly what I want my coach to say. And I think with all the money that's coming into Vanderbilt or with all the SEC schools, why couldn't they try to reach for the top and try to be competitive? I wouldn't want my coach saying we're just
Charlie, I think they should reach for the top, but I think when you start talking like that, win a conference game first. I mean, otherwise your comments come off ridiculous. I mean, they do. Maybe it's the hardcore newspaper person in me from my youth, but you just don't come off authentic, incredible when you either say that or you act like there's nothing wrong with the current status of college athletics or that NIL is good for everybody when you're complaining about it the day before. You just have to keep it real. And when the Vanderbilt head coach, who's done nothing yet, he'll be Hawaii this weekend and he'll beat Elon next week and he'll have a 2-0 record for the first time in a long time. Say, listen, we're serious here. We want to be, we want to be a contender. But don't act like you're going to be the best because you're probably never going to be. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
And welcome back. As we were replaying, for those of you who are just coming back, replaying the Stephen A. Smith conversation from yesterday. Just extraordinary on every single level, from his backstory to the end of the interview when he said seriously that he believes that if he could win, he is going to run for the presidency of the United States. AC is up next.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Stephen A. is going to run for the office. My goodness, probably everybody in the office, they're going to be hiding in their basement. And Mario Kart is going to start yelling at his staff. I'm telling you, I know exactly how it's going to go. You know, here's a spoiler. Stephen A., if you want to run for the office, so be it. The spoiler is you're going to lose, buddy, because you're going to lose. Flat out, you're going to lose. They're not going to have you in the office. Because in the office, you got to be a total liar, and they don't need someone truthful. I'm just saying, Mr. Feinbaum, and it seems like, I mean, I didn't do my research. I should have, but I didn't get that time. So if Nick Saban retires at the age of 80, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Joe Paterno retire? He was dismissed at the age of somewhere in his 80s?
Yeah, he was older than 80. I know that. Well, he was fired. But, yeah, he was still coaching in his 80s.
Joe,
and by the way, he was coaching badly in his 80s, too.
Absolutely. I mean, sure, age plays a factor, man. So that could also play a factor for Nick Saban. But we're not there yet. Because let's assume Nick Saban is done after this season. Let's assume, or probably next season, they're going to pay him all the way to 2030. Very similar to what Tom Harmon is getting paid. Right now, Harmon is getting paid from Texas. I'm not 100% if Charlie Strong is getting paid right now. But I don't know much of information. But this is what I realized. Since football season is coming up, in the SEC, they're going to love each other. But the thing is, when the season begins, I hope they're safe because they're going to hate each other even more and more. So you had a caller. I don't know what happened to this idiot, BB, coming after me. I did not take a shot at SEC. Probably should go back and listen to exactly what I said. I talked about Stephen A. I remember I was talking about Nick Saban. And then I talk about Legend and what's his name? Jim? Yes, I did. I recall my conversation that I had 24 hours ago instead of just listening a while ago. So, idiot, why don't you just pay attention to what I have to say and probably you can open your mouth. This is another reason why I left United States of America. Because you guys twist and torn whatever the conversation is. Mr. Feinberg, you get accused for that. So it's like you say something on ESPN, they cannot quote it, they cannot paraphrase it, they're going to come in and say, you said this and that. Well, that's not true, man. Go back and listen. Ignorance, Mr. Feinbaum. This is exactly what's going on with the humans. I told you last week, Mr. Feinbaum, why I hate the humans. Ignorance is the, what's the word? Ignorance is the bliss. There we go. Ignorance. It could be educated or it could be dumb. Oh, and by the way, reality check, Dr. Phil's show is on CBS 3-4. If anyone wants to take a look at it, go check him out. Probably Jim from Tuscaloosa could use it. He's more, Mr. Feinbaum.
Gary's up next in Knoxville. Hey, Gary.
I'm going to give it my best shot, Paul, but I feel like I need to call you Mr. Feinbaum after that last call, and I'm exhausted. I need a nap.
I need a shower.
I mean, good God. Quick question for you, and let's just, for the sake of this conversation, ignore the ACC grant of rights for now, or assume an out is found. Now, the SEC doesn't need Florida State or Miami because Florida brings in all of those Florida markets and certainly the recruiting base. But does the SEC add one or both as a preemptive strike, assuming that the worth and payout per school isn't diminished, just to keep the Big Ten out of Florida, keep the goodies for ourselves, and then we can extrapolate that to North Carolina and Virginia as well?
Yeah, I think you have to play that way sometimes, whether you really want to or not. It happens in big business. You know that. And, you know, I mean, right now there is a war going on. I mean, we have all talked here about the SEC and its prowess. And I'm watching HBO last night. I don't know how many people saw the interview with Kevin Warren, but HBO described Kevin Warren as the most powerful man in college football. And I almost fell over because this is the same guy that 2 years ago almost got drummed out of his job after he canceled the Big Ten season. And now, because he's cut this monster deal, he is the most powerful man in the industry. I mean, that's how crazy things can change in a short period of time, at least in perception. Do you really believe that? I don't, but I'm just telling you what was disseminated yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, public opinion and media deals are like the wind, my brother.
Yeah, they are, but ultimately especially in politics or sports, it really doesn't matter. We live in a world where there's a winner and a loser, and if you don't win, you lost, even if you really didn't. And a lot of it is dictated by dollar signs. We talked about Nick Saban's contract earlier. Why does the agent who represents all those guys put these clauses in? Because first of all, he's got a monopoly. He does whatever he wants. And I'm talking about Jimmy Sexton. He has no concern for what's right or wrong. He only cares about making sure that his clients get the most money. And he does it at the expense of the schools. What are the schools supposed to say when they're not dealing in a level playing field? That's why some athletic directors will not deal with him. It happened. There's an SEC job recently that was filled, and the athletic director there, according to the grapevine, said, "I'm not dealing with that guy because I want to have some leverage myself. I want to be able to hire this guy on my own terms, not be dealing with a cartel." Anyway, we're up against a break. 855-242-7285. That is our number, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are back and off and running, and Elliot is in Ohio. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I was looking at the injury reports, and I noticed that Notre Dame had the most injuries. I was wondering from you which team has been most impacted and the big teams at the top this year for injury. And second, with going back to school, who do you think is the school likely to get the most in trouble with a student getting in trouble that first couple of weeks of school in the party atmosphere?
Well, I'm not as concerned. Coaches have always told me in the past, they've told anybody, not just me, that the real problem time for football players is when they go home in late spring, early summer. And that's when they're on their own, they're back in their natural inhabitants, and that's when they get in trouble. They don't usually get in trouble when everybody's back on campus, because they have a controlled environment. And I don't mean to speak of athletes as anything other than what they are, but they're very structured. They don't have time to get in trouble. That doesn't mean they won't, but they are not getting out of anybody's sight for long. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Chris in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We are doing well. Thank you.
So I'm watching the show, of course, and I see that the best college football pregame entrance, it has to be running through the Power T.
It's interesting. I think if you're, it's so dependent on where you are. I agree with you. I went to school there, so I can relate to that. If you go to school at Clemson, you're going to think it's entering the stadium then coming down. If you're at if you're in Columbia, you think it's Sandman. If you're in Virginia Tech, I mean it's like they always used to say, all politics are local, and so are traditions in college football.
True. Sure. So what do you think about Hendon Hooker versus Nico?
I happen to think Hendon Hooker is about to lead Tennessee to its best season in modern history. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Hawk in South Carolina. Hello, Hawk.
Hey, how are you?
We are well. Thank you.
So I was just wondering, with the good recruiting class of Tennessee and South Carolina, do you think they have a chance to beat Georgia in the next few years to get the East this year?
The answer is yes. I mean, will it happen this year? Could. Probably not, because I think the game, where's the Georgia game, in Athens this year? I think it's more likely to happen on campus than it is on the road. But yeah, Tennessee's now at that point where it can start beating some teams, and it will. Thank you for the call. Thank you very, very much. Randy, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I'm a Georgia fan all the way. But I wanted to get your thoughts on Billy Napier. And how many years did you think it would take him to turn Florida around?
I don't think it will take that long because he has the ability to recruit better than a lot of schools based on where he is located. And I also believe what we talked about earlier and what we'll talk about later, these facilities really matter. I think some serious mistakes have been made at Florida over time, and I think some of it was being stubborn. Some of it was having an antediluvian philosophy that we're Florida, we don't need to do anything different. But that's different. That's changed now, and I think those facilities are going to make a huge difference in recruiting, which is where you have to make the difference. Hey, thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. James and Tucker. James is in Georgia. Hello, George. Hello, Tucker. James is in Tucker, Georgia. I'll get it right.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Listen, have you ever had something get in your craw and you just can't seem to get rid of it?
Probably too many things.
Well, I can imagine, because let me tell you, what I'm about to say has been in my craw since last October of this past year. And you were in the call, and I recorded this, and I want to bring you back to something and just give you a little history. It won't
okay.
take long. My dad's first day on campus as an Auburn football player was D-Day. And if you took my whole family, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, children, 26 of us, went to Auburn University. Now, here's my comment about what I'm really calling about. This past October, in this conversation that you had with Brian Harper, whatever his name is, you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You took a call that day from him about Brian Harsin. Now, it involves four names. This gentleman, ex-Alabama football player that I'm talking about, and you had a conversation about the issue with Brian Harsin, T.J. Finley, Bo Nix, and all. And he, in his words to you, and the reason I knew it was going to be as much to me is because I saw your reaction after he made this comment. And do you know where I'm going with this?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Yes, you do. Paul, you're a very smart man and very knowledgeable. And my whole point of this call is, and my mother and grandmother always told me, don't say anything bad about somebody else. Keep it to yourself. Well, that's why it's in my crawl. Because, excuse me, when that man said what he did about Brian Harsin, Bo Nix, and T.J. Finley was racist, pure, and simple. And I would like to hear, and I know it's going to be hard for you. I understand. the kind of business you're in. But I understand that was uncalled for, and he needs to apologize to Brian Harsin.
Yeah, let me give some context here. What James is talking about is a conversation we had on a Friday afternoon with Roman Harper.
Right, Roman Harper.
And he was reacting to the firing of, I believe it was the wide receivers coach at Auburn. And mm-hmm. what he was saying was this, and I'm not covering for him because Roman can speak for himself. He was saying that he had heard, because he's from the Montgomery area, from Prattville, that there was an issue, a race issue that was hurting Auburn and affecting them in recruiting. I'm going to have to stop here, but I will try to finish the thought here in just a moment. Thanks so much for the call.
Sure, sure. Take your time.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.